go to cut six real quick. This was Terry McAuliffe. He was on this morning on CNN disputing the lack of enthusiasm, that there was some sort of enthusiasm gap with Democrats, and they just don't really care about this race. This was Terry McAuliffe this morning on CNN.
Yeah, we've already had 400,000 people vote, early vote. We are now on track to have the biggest vote turnout in the history of a gubernatorial campaign if you just look at the early vote. Listen, the issue on the infrastructure, I'm pretty confident they're going to get it done. Not because I'm running for governor, but, you know, I'm going to get $7 billion here in Virginia for just for roads. And I'm very happy what we've seen so far. We, as you know, the American Rescue Plan, Kate, we got $14.3 billion in Virginia, $300 billion just for education. Child poverty is being cut in half. So we've got a lot of great things to run on. But I'll be honest with you, what I hear every day, are you going to get the $15 minimum wage? Are you going to get me paid sick leave? Are you going to get me family medical leave? And I will get those done for Virginians. Glenn Youngkin is against all that. He wants to ban a woman's right to choose. He's against abortion. So there's a clear difference in this race. I mean, Donald Trump has endorsed Glenn Youngkin six times. Youngkin has said the reason he's running is so much because of Donald Trump. I'm running for Virginians to raise him up. I did this before as governor, 200,000 new jobs, personal income went up 14%, unemployment dropped in every city and county. I'm going to do a historic investment in education, health care. And that's what folks are asking me as I travel all over the Commonwealth. We had a great weekend. Stacey Abrams was here last weekend. Dr. Jill Biden. I got President Obama coming in this weekend. The president will be back. It's exciting here. Big issues on the ballot, lifting people up. That's where people want to go. And they don't want to hear a Donald Trump, Glenn Youngkin. And as you know, Kate, the other day they had a Youngkin rally where they pledged allegiance to a flag that was flown during the January 6th insurrection.
He wasn't there and he called it gross and weird. He wasn't there and he called it gross and weird after the fact. But one thing I will note is actually what I wanted to get to.
Yeah.
One name I hadn't said yet was Donald Trump, which you've mentioned two or three times. You were rolling out a new ad today about January 6th, tying your opponent to Trump and January 6th. And look, you have been running against Trump and Trumpism as much as against Glenn Youngkin throughout the campaign. There's no secret in that.
Yeah.
So do you think, Terry, your only path to success is making this a choice between you and Donald Trump?
Well, first of all, that ad, remember, I was governor during Charlottesville. And I talked to President Trump on the phone, and I begged him to come out and condemn the neo-Nazis and the white supremacists. He refused to do it and said there were good people on both sides. Glenn Youngkin has consistently said so much of the reason why he's running is because of Donald Trump. All he's talked about in this campaign is election integrity. So they're running together. Donald Trump wants to use this election to get him off the mat, to get him ready for 2024.
Yeah. Terry McAuliffe is in trouble. They're bringing all the big guns the same way that they're doing with Catherine Cortez Masto. Have you noticed when you end up bringing out the vice president out to stump for Catherine Cortez Masto, it shows you they're scared to death. They are scared to death. Stay where you are. More to come. Coming up, Michelle Fiore is running for governor. Why? She'll tell you in our next segment as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
Well, at 5:30, as we check out our traffic cams right now, you are extremely slow as you try to muddle your way through the downtown Spaghetti Bowl area in both directions on the 515. You know those lane restrictions are going to continue well into 2022, into an election year, and you're going to see some backups through there. Right now, eastbound at Las Vegas Boulevard, westbound at Eastern, very sluggish. You got a crash on the right shoulder, Interstate 15 southbound at Charleston. You're also slow 15 north at Spring Mountain. And the overnight road work has already begun on College Drive. That's the on-ramp to Interstate 11 southbound. That ramp is going to be closed until 6 a.m. tomorrow.
Pro Insurance Solutions presents this Sports Flash powered by the Score app from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley. Vegas Golden Knights hockey, they had the weekend off. They won't play again until tomorrow night when they match up against the Blues. Some good news, they're getting some players back. Centers Nicholas Roy and Brett Howden, who are on injured reserve, skated with the team yesterday. Also, left wing William Carrier, who has been in concussion protocol, he was able to skate with the team as well. They're continuing to deal with a number of players who are injured or in COVID protocols, so the team depth is not where they would like it to be here at the moment. Raiders football, they'll get back to practice coming up tomorrow. They host the Eagles coming up on Sunday. Download the Score app today. Lightning fast sports alerts so you never miss a thing. It's why the Score app is one of North America's most popular sports apps. This Sports Flash is brought to you by Pro Insurance Solutions. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly, AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio done right.
Get that satisfying crunch. Now with 20% more honey. Try a delicious Nature Valley Oats and Honey Crunchy Bar with more of the honey you love.
It takes two vaccines to help protect you this season, the flu and COVID-19. And now you can get both shots at the same visit. Learn more at cdc.gov/vaccines.
Get Macy's lowest prices of the season on great fall specials, like glamorous diamond pendants and earrings to complete any look, now 60% off. And get ready for cooler nights ahead with 65% off Charter Club Damask sheets and bedding, now at Macy's. Plus, get your Macy's order faster when you pick up curbside or in-store. Or try same-day delivery powered by DoorDash. Savings off sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
As we all reel in disbelief from the revelation of just how inept the Joe Biden administration is at conducting the business of the American people, from its cataclysmic failure at the southern border to the debacle in Afghanistan, only to be eclipsed by its unrelenting assault on our freedoms and liberties, promulgated by its draconian mask and vaccine mandates, haunts me daily as I reflect back to the unnerving feeling I had watching him sign executive order after executive order and being acutely aware of the aftermath that would surely follow. Now is the time that we get off the sidelines, get involved, and fight to reclaim for what so many others have freely given their lives to protect. This country, our home, America. I'm John Kovacs, Citadel graduate, a Republican candidate for Congress in Nevada's 3rd Congressional District, and I will protect this country from those who are hell-bent on destroying it. Please support me as I fight for you. Paid for by John Kovacs for Congress.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
There was a seismic event in Nevada politics that occurred earlier today. Don't know if you felt it. I did. Oh, the earth moved under my feet. They really honestly did. The big news, Michelle Fiore is running for governor. She is a city of Las Vegas city councilman and is active in politics. She's been a member of the assembly. She really, I think, is going to have a profound impact on this race. Don't know if she's going to win, but she had talked about for the longest time the idea of running for some office. She would never say what. There was a lot of speculation that she was going to run for lieutenant governor. And I finally asked her today, what is this big decision you've decided to make?
Well, I am running for governor, Kevin.
That is so exciting. What is it that prompted you to jump into this race? I mean, there's a lot of folks there, a lot of good people, by the way, but they're all men, which struck me as a little bit odd. What is it that triggered you getting into this race?
You know, the fight. So when I think about what's ahead of us, and I look at all of the fight that I give and that I work for, and besides the fight, the budgets, the balancing, the schools. I mean, everything that I've done from assembly to our constituents to council and working in the state, I mean, I know their budgets. I know where we are. I know where we can be and what we need to do. So because of my practice, I just feel that this is the right place for me to get in, and I will definitely get some things straight, like especially mandating these unconstitutional vaccines. It's very horrible when we have our police officers, our firefighters, our college employees, our hospital employees. You know, when you look at some of our nurses that have not had the shot, that have dealt with our patients that have had COVID and nothing's ever happened, and then all of a sudden they're getting fired from the hospital because they don't want to take the shot for whatever reason, whether they have underlying conditions or whatever reason it is, it's their choice.
You mentioned in the conversation here, and it was in your video, which, by the way, I really liked your introductory video. I thought that was really cute. But you recognize that you are by nature a fighter, and I guess my question is, which of the eight Republicans currently in the race are you going to be fighting against?
You know, so here's one thing, you know, and it's true to this day. I will never, ever, ever throw the first punch, okay? But I am stocked and loaded. So you shoot something across the bow, you're going to get it back. I've always said that, no matter what position I'm in, no matter who the person is, the moment you attack me first, then it's on. So if these boys want to play nice in the sandbox with me, I'm totally cool with that. If they don't, however, I will not hold back.
How difficult will it be? Now, this is a statewide race, all 17 counties. And I guess my question is, how do you go about fundraising when you have eight other people going for those same campaign dollars?
Well, we all have our individual donors. I mean, I have my Nevada donors. I have my California donors. I have my Chicago donors. I have my New York City donors. You know, I have a lot of friends and family around America.
Now, I know that the FBI has been nosing around into campaign finance issues. First of all, do you think one of the other eight candidates will bring this up? And do you have an answer for it?
Absolutely. Listen, when the federal government, when the FBI, you know, gets a false report from a foe, that says, hey, you know, I think Michelle is doing that. It's their job to actually come and take a look at that. So, you know, let them do that and let them do their jobs and be respectful and move on. I mean, Kevin, this ain't my first rodeo with these alphabet agencies. It's my fifth rodeo. So, you know, and I'm just, you know, just let them do their job and that's it.
I want to ask you about Governor Sisolak. I've called him a miserable failure on so many levels, but I want to get your perspective of what's been wrong with Sisolak.
Well, where do I start?
Where do we begin?
You know, so here's the issue. You know, when we look at the governor right now, there's absolutely, absolutely no reason, number one, a governor should have full authority over a state for over a year using a pandemic as the excuse. He's taken the powers a little bit too far. The state has got to recover, and that's just, I'm just being nice for the moment. That's just one of the issues. You know, our governor had to fight with me first with my mask, right? And I thought, I think he surrounds himself with morons because I don't think he's actually doing the tweeting, but he's approving it. So I just hope, you know, that he outgrows those folks, and you know, we'll see. I mean, there's a lot going on in Sisolak's little universe, and I just think he has not helped Nevadans. I think he has put us in a very bad position. He has attacked my favorite person, Madam Mayor Carolyn Goodman, on several occasions, and myself, and the city, and I don't think that's appropriate.
Again, Las Vegas City Councilwoman Michelle Fiore, and she is also a candidate for governor. And I've got to ask you, this governor has issued mask mandates and vaccine mandates and all kinds of different stuff. I want to ask you, is there an alternative to these mandates? I mean, how would you do it as governor?
As governor, my first day, literally, the mandates are ended. There is no more vaccine or mask mandates. And here's what I constantly hear. Now, I'm not against the vaccine. Kevin, I'm vaccinated, okay? I'm not against the vaccine. But if someone doesn't want to be vaccinated, absolutely do not force them to be vaccinated. And don't hold their job over their head or their education or schooling. I mean, they're saying they're not going to let college kids into college unless they get the vaccine. So, no, you should not be forced to do something you are not comfortable with. Number one, the mask. And then, you know, you hear some folks saying, oh, my God, but, you know, if they don't get the shot, they're going to die of COVID. Well, you know what? If you've got the shot and you're happy, okay, then let them eat cake, right? If they don't want the shot and you think they're going to die and they don't think they're going to die, they're not going to die.
Let me just ask you, though, because this to me is critical. They've tried to buy us off with $5 million programs where they give money away if you get vaccines. They've tried to bully us. But if you want to get to 70% or herd immunity, how do you get people to take a shot when they don't want it?
I would tell anyone listening to us, Kevin, if you don't want the shot, don't take the shot. Don't be forced to take the shot. Because, you know, it's your body. And if you're not comfortable putting that vaccine in your body, don't do it.
Let me ask you, as far as financing and all of that, are you going to have enough money to run a statewide campaign? Do you have that
kind
of money now?
Yeah. No money, no honey. So we are getting a little late start, but I am actively on the phones and emailing and texting and raising money. And we will absolutely raise the money we need to win this primary, and then we go right into the general, and a lot of folks jump in at that moment.
At this juncture of the campaign, what is it you need from my listeners, the people that maybe have already seen your video, that maybe have seen clips from your news conference earlier today or this interview? What are you asking of them?
If they can go to my website, which is votefiore.com, V as in Victor, O-T-E, Fiore is F-I-O-R-E.com, and if they can donate $5, $10, $15, whatever they can do, that'll be great. That's what we're doing for the next 24 hours if we're just doing a fundraising marathon.
There you go. Sometimes that's all it takes is a fundraising marathon to get you into the black. Michelle Fiore, running for governor. And as I said at the very top of the broadcast today, I don't know if she'll win. I think she's got a lot of great ideas. She's got a lot of fight in her. But the one thing I do know is she'll make this race really damn interesting. And I can't wait to see this whole thing unfold. Michelle Fiore, Las Vegas City Councilwoman and a candidate for governor. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Breaking news, newsmakers, and political heavy hitters, all before the sun comes up. The Hugh Hewitt Show, weekday mornings from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I'm little Timmy. I'm a tax person. I know numbers good. What are deductions? Audits sound fun. Let's get an audit.
You wouldn't let little Timmy do your taxes because he's not an expert and would get you arrested for tax evasion. So when your car needs repair, stick with the experts at Meineke Car Care Centers, your one-stop shop for total car care. Get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a free lifetime warranty. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by friends of Scott Hammond.
We're tuning in now to a press conference where a spokesperson for New Mail Medical Center is answering questions from the media. Take a listen.
Yeah. Many men have tried pills with no success, or they have had bad side effects. What makes Numail any different?
Our treatments can work even when pills have failed. Next question.
What if someone is diabetic, has high blood pressure, or even had prostate surgery?
We've treated tens of thousands of patients just like that, and with great success. Next question.
And for men who don't have ED, can Numail still help them be at their best?
Numail offers low T treatments, peptide therapy, medically managed weight loss, even treatments for hair loss.
Call now at 702-919-0609 or visit online at numale.com. Call Numail Medical Center at 702-919-0609. That's 702-919-0609. Numail, the experts in men's sexual health.
It's finally happened. We're finally free. Hey, Kevin Wall here, and my friends at Ichabod's Lounge are at 100% capacity. With the same old Vegas atmosphere customers have come to expect for more than three decades. Ichabod's, even after a pandemic, it's still one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotion and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers and now super serving mask-free. Ichabod's Lounge features an incredible menu, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And at Ichabod's Lounge, their kitchen is open 24/7 for you late-night foodies. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. I just love it. You want to win? You want to celebrate our freedom? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
It's time to get out with the old and in with the...
Woo!
At Finley Chevrolet, we have the largest selection of new Chevrolets in Southern Nevada. Get the Chevrolet you want at the price you deserve today.
Woo!
Finley Chevrolet at the 215 in South Rainbow, Nevada's number one Chevrolet volume dealer. Find new roads.
A union we can count on. A union with a legacy known for hard work and getting things done. We're the ones who built this city with pride. Our members are our family, and their well-being is our number one priority. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Listen to AM 670 Sports Flash daily from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. brought to you by Pro Insurance Solutions. Get local and national sports updates from your favorite teams on AM 670, powered by Pro Insurance Solutions.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You know what I love? I love people that put their money where their mouth is. I really love it. I so much appreciate people like that. Gentleman Jim Dallas has found a country star who has done just that. Which I think is so cool. Tell us about Travis Tritt.
Yeah, Travis Tritt, of course, he's a big country star. He made the bulk of his hits in the late 80s and early 90s when yours truly was a country disc jockey back in the day. But he basically said that any venue that requires a coronavirus vaccination or a negative test or masks or anything associated with that, that he's not going to play. And that's exactly what he means. He has canceled four scheduled concerts at Ball State University in Muncie, Indiana, the Pearl River Resort in Philadelphia, Mississippi, a Civic Center in Peoria, Illinois, and the Louisville Palace in Louisville, Kentucky. Those have been canceled. He's already stated that, and I guess he's not going to be coming to Vegas anytime soon.
No, and not as long as Governor Sisolak is in power. What is going to be interesting to see if others in the music industry show that they do have conscience and they do believe in freedom and they don't like people to be bullied by government or by promoters. That really what they want is they want to be able to live free.
Absolutely, and that's the statement that he's making. That's the statement that a lot of people are making. Dan Bongino, he just signed a big contract with Cumulus, and he's on like 300 stations now. He is fully vaccinated, but he said that the company wants every employee to be vaccinated, and he says, you know, I can't go forward with this arrangement if that is the requirement. So there's another guy that's you know, putting his career in and his money where his mouth is.
Dan Bongino, good guy. We've interviewed him, gosh, a bunch of time. Former Secret Service agent and really good guy. I'm so happy that he has found success in radio and on TV, on Fox Nation and on Fox. It is so cool to see somebody have success like that. More to come as we continue. It is Tuesday on AM 670 KMZQ.
On demand. Take AM 670 KMCQ with you wherever you go. Download the SimpleRadio.com app and make us your favorite today.
It's all over the news. D.C. liberals want to force through the largest tax and spend bill in history. Listen.
Nancy Pelosi once again has gotten what she wanted here.
A sweeping government spending deal.
A very long list of tax hikes.
Speaker Pelosi and Senator Catherine Cortez Masto are pushing a multi-trillion dollar spending spree after spending trillions already. Inflation is skyrocketing and prices on everything are going up. Speaker Pelosi and Senator Cortez Masto's wasteful spending and massive tax hikes will only make things worse, and it'll cost you. With the largest tax increase in decades, crushing small businesses and making families pay more. Call Senator Cortez Masto at 202-224-3542 and tell her to oppose the current reconciliation bill. Tell her to stop Speaker Pelosi's unaffordable, outrageous tax and spend agenda. Paid for by One Nation, www.onenationamerica.org.
I'm Sam Peters, retired military officer, Bronze Star recipient, conservative business owner, and proud American patriot. For too long, we have felt the devastating impacts of liberal elected officials, the policies they force upon us, and sadly, those citizens that just get in line, forgetting the freedoms and liberties we have as Americans. In America, we have the right, no, the responsibility, to question our elected leaders. It takes courage, but it must be done. We must have the courage to say no to mandatory vaccines, critical race theory, socialism, and the censoring of our constitutional rights. We must hold our elected officials accountable and remind them that we elected them to represent us, not rule us. As you navigate your day today, remember, do it with conservative courage, because this is your America, and liberty still matters. This message is brought to you by Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance, a local business operating with conservative courage. Call us at 702-870-4000.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
I'm attorney Glenn Lerner. After being a personal injury attorney for 28 years, I've learned a lot of things about insurance companies, and there are a few things I trust more than them. For example, I trust a rabid cobra protecting her babies. I trust a hungry grizzly bear with a steak in my pocket, and I trust a shark in my hot tub.
I'm attorney Kevin Rowe. Get the picture? Hurt in a wreck and need a check? You know who you can trust. We're Lerner and Rowe.
Lerner and Rowe is the way to go. Call 877-1500.
Randy Westbrook, managing attorney.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I want to leave you with a story that is absolutely despicable. The Biden administration, and this is made news today. The Biden administration is secretly flying underage migrants from Texas to suburban New York in an effort to resettle them in the region. This is according to the New York Post. The flights arrive in New York under cover of darkness at like 4 and 5 a.m. That's what they're doing. Some of the passengers eventually were seen meeting up with relatives or sponsors in New Jersey or being dropped off at a residential facility in Long Island. Most of the passengers who exited the planes with the Westchester County Police nearby appeared to be children and teens. A small portion appeared to be men in their 20s. What they are doing under cover of darkness is moving all of these illegal immigrants, all of these illegal migrants, and they're moving them under cover of darkness. Why are they choosing to do that?